HawkFanatic.com is brought to you by Deary Brothers Ford, Patrick Eads and his great staff, his dealership and service department. They service every make and model. Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. GT Carr and his great and generous crew at Supel's Building and Remodeling. Thanks for the contributions. Also brought to you by Supel's Flowers, home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The generous people at the Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Senior Benefits, Wells Fargo Advisors, Premier Automotive in North Liberty, the Ox Yoke Inn in the Amanas, Streets Maintenance, thank you, Jimmy. Dr. Lance Forbes, also a contributor to our Radiothon, Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids, and Big Dog Tech Solutions. Here's Tom Suter, and from HawkFanatic.com, Pat Hardy.
Yes, indeed. Before we get cooking here, yeah, we want to thank everybody that participated in our Radiothon over the weekend. It was a lot of fun, very successful, and people were very generous. But it was a good weekend. And
it sure was.
Sure enjoyed it.
Yeah, one of our best, if not our best,
yeah,
Radiothons. Yeah, so, yeah, thank you very much for everything. Yeah.
And thank you for not being 100 degrees and 90% humidity.
Like today?
Like today. Yeah, this is going to be... How hot's it going to get today, theoretically?
It says 91. It's up to 78, and the heat index is 83, and the humidity's 80%.
Wow.
I mean, I went for a walk at 6:30, and it was brutal.
Yeah, I gave the dogs a little walk. It was more like 7:30, and I was wet after 10 minutes.
Yeah, I only went,
nasty,
I just did a couple loops around, then I walked inside a little bit too. This is the day where you work out inside. That would be my recommendation if you can.
Yeah.
It sounds like all week's going to be like this, but it's, you know, it's mid-July.
No, that's right.
If we're going to be through this, I mean, that season opener against Northern Illinois, what's that, a 3:30 start?
I think so.
That could be hot as hell when that game starts.
Absolutely.
I mean, some of those first two games of the season, usually in September and late August, are brutal.
You know, I guess I'm probably changing history, but I don't remember September being that hot when I was a kid.
Well, I don't remember anything being, I mean, but we focus a lot more on the weather. I don't remember being near this windy.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, we've had two historical floods since 1993. I don't remember any of those in my first 30 years of life. I mean,
no.
Things are different.
Yeah, yeah.
But then if you dwell on that too much, then it turns political. Then you got, you know, don't even want to get involved with that. But yeah, no, we've had two, what do they call them, 500-year floods in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and again, the wind, I mean, I don't remember the wind ever being... As somebody who used to play a lot of outside basketball and you hated the wind, I just don't remember it ever being this prevalent, but it probably was, and we just didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, and yeah, playing baseball and softball.
You heard the weather three times a week growing up, and at least on TV, in the morning, noon, and at 6.
Uh-huh.
And then I guess 10 o'clock news. There was the noon, 6, and 10 o'clock news. That's basically when you saw your weather.
Yeah.
And they'd write with the marker on the transparent thing what the temperature was that... I remember all those.
And then the little magnet things with lightning.
Yep.
Yeah. I liked those.
They had to point two cameras at it and sync them up to make the lightning bolts.
But you basically got your weather at 6 and 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's I remember. My dad would always watch the 10 o'clock news before he went to bed. And I think part of it was, well, he liked to watch the news, but he wanted to get the weather for the next day.
Yeah.
And you didn't have the internet. And at 10 o'clock at night, my guess is there probably wasn't a radio station in Des Moines at 10 o'clock at night that was telling you the weather. There may have been. I don't know. My dad, I remember him having the radio on some in the garage when he was working, but it was usually on some just lame country station playing crap. And I'd be like, why are you playing this? And he goes, it's my radio and my house and my music. And if you don't like it, you can take a hike. And I would usually take a hike.
Oh, wow.
I probably was playing some of that crap.
You played country?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
When did you play country?
72.
Oh, well, that's probably about the time only? I was talking about.
Huh?
1 year only?
No, I played country also. I programmed the country on KWPC and played it for a while there before KFMH got chugging. No, I programmed KXCL. When I went there, they were playing anything, just any MOR.
Country was a lot different back then.
It was.
Yeah.
It was country. It was.
Yeah.
Now it's pop. Most of it's pop.
Well, and I'm probably one of the reasons for that is because I was a top 40 jock and I went to KXCL and we went country. It was 50,000 watts and there wasn't a country station then, really, a strong one in the state. And so we went country, but it was a crossover country. I mean, I injected Elvis into it and
I'm talking about the sound. It seems like
Prairie League.
It seems like a lot of the so-called country people sound like just sort of pop guys with a little bit of twang in their voice.
Yeah, they are now.
I think all the men country artists sound exactly alike now.
I would sort of.
I could sort of
see some of that, yeah.
Well, okay, but then over here, I think all the women artists here are just bitching about stuff. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Pat, you had me laughing when you said about your dad. And it kind of reminds me of back in our house, except that more reminds me of when I was working for my older brother with the radio. It was his radio at work. We, even though wasn't in the area of listening to it, we had to listen to what he wanted on.
Okay.
So, you had me laughing.
Okay.
You had me laughing. Hey, thanks.
All right, thanks for the call. My daddy, I remember like I've said many times, it was Nat King Cole, not country, and Marty Robbins. Those were the two I remember him listening to, but mostly Nat King Cole. He loved Nat King Cole.
My dad didn't listen to the radio at all.
My dad didn't do it much. He was not some music. He didn't like music near as much as I did.
My dad, my parents had top 40 on. The 50s top 40, the 60s top 40. Now, later on in his years, after he retired and we got out of the house, he listened to a lot of big band stuff and Art Tatum and that kind of stuff. But when I was growing up, we just had top 40 on all the time.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing top 40. My dad, it was...
Well, I was lucky because my my brothers and sister were into music. So
I only had one sibling that was into music.
At a very early age, my mom was, when I was a kid, my mom played music, both on the, played piano beautifully, but also would listen to the radio, listen to current stuff,
See, my mom would listen to the Cubs. She wasn't, I don't remember her being into music very much. No, my one sister loved like Janis Joplin. And I mean, she was into the 60s, 70s.
If we didn't have the top 40 on, my mom in the kitchen always had WMT on with the recipe shows and the helpful homemaker stuff that they had. She always had that on.
Yeah.
So was Nat King Cole considered top? What was he considered?
Top 40? He was. Really? I mean, I think he was considered just a great singer. I don't know that he was at a label per se, but he did have top 40
What's
hits.
That song they tried to tell us we're too young? Uh-huh. That's the one my dad would hum all the time when he was like doing something. That was always.
He was the nicest. He broke down going to Mayo Clinic once, and Jan's uncle helped him. He had a flat tire.
I remember you telling. Didn't he die of cancer?
Yeah. And lung cancer.
And that's why he was going up to Mayo?
He was going up there, and her uncle helped him with change the tire. And then, a couple weeks later, Nat King Cole sent him a brand new RCA Color TV.
Wow. Well, he made good money, didn't he, for that time?
Yes, he did.
He had one of the most successful. They had 15-minute newscasts back then. Huntley Brinkley was on for 15 minutes, and then he had a show for 15 minutes.
That's before
and
my time.
And Southern TV stations wouldn't carry it. Where it was carried,
their loss.
He had 100%. Great ratings. Yeah, but
and he also had a cigarette in his hand in almost every photo I ever saw.
Yes,
yeah. Every photo.
Well, everybody smoked.
Oh, yeah, it was good for you then.
Yeah. Johnny Carson, I remember I read something about him saying toward the end of his life, he said, man, these things, I knew they were going to kill me. Because he smoked a lot, too.
Well, he died of emphysema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
79.
And Nat King Cole died of lung cancer.
Yeah.
So, but, all right, on to the hot, well, we were talking about Caitlin.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched most of it, but when they have her on these stupid minutes things, I changed the channel, then I was late to watch it last, so I missed her Maker only three. And then I just get so tired. They never let her get into a rhythm now. And she's a rhythm player because she's a volume shooter. As great as she was at Iowa, she missed a lot of shots at Iowa. But she needs, that's part of who she is. And I just don't think she looks comfortable at all from 3-point range.
Now, I don't know whether it's a true article or not that she said she wishes they just would let her play.
Well, I think that's true.
I think I did see that. I mean, I don't think it was AI. And yeah, and she's got the right to say that. I mean, I don't know why they're treating her like Bill Walton towards the end of his career. You know, and now everyone's wondering, God, is she just injury prone, fragile? Let her play if she wants to play. And if she's obviously healthy enough to play, or she wouldn't be playing. I don't, you know, she played 24. What would she have gotten hurt if she played 31 minutes instead of 24? But she doesn't have any rhythm with her 3-point shot now.
No, she doesn't.
And I just think it's affecting her. All the other stuff, you know, the 7 rebounds, the 6 assists, that's Caitlin being Caitlin. I mean, she had a good stat line, 12 points. Yep. But again, she's, what is she, 2-for-11 in the last two games from three?
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, that's the one part of her game. 3-point shooting and passing were the two parts of her game I never thought she would struggle with.
And the 3-pointer she made was a bomb.
And that seems like she has to make bombs because it's hard for her to get open. It seems like I watched Paige Beckers the other day. Paige is really good at creating her own shot.
She is.
I mean, Paige has got a better mid-range game than Caitlin. That's just, she always has. But I watched Paige a couple times just have wide open threes because of the way the offense flowed. Caitlin did have two wide open threes last night. She had that one from the right wing, and the moment she shot it, you knew it wasn't going to go in. It just
looked offline.
It just looked offline. Yeah. You could tell afterwards she kind of clapped her hand. She knew she was open, but it just didn't look smooth.
No.
She wasn't in rhythm. And rhythm, sometimes you get in rhythm by missing shots. Trust me, I know that from experience.
I saw where she became the fastest player in WNBA history to reach 600 assists.
Oh, yeah, all that stuff's great, but the 3-point shooting right now, they got to get that rectified.
Yeah, they do.
And, I mean, you can say it's all on her, but I still say, I mean, as great as Sophie Cunningham was, she's the kind of girl that could come out and miss 7 threes tonight.
She can.
You know, they got to get Caitlin consistently making between 2 and 4 threes a game again, because I think that's ultimately going to be.
And I think she would agree with you.
Yeah, and that's just a huge, because if they start doing that again, teams will come up on her even more. She can, I mean, right now teams are stopping her at midcourt, but that's, you know, you double team her, okay, she throws the ball. That's where the offense, I think, has to get better, getting her open and what have you. But I also think she needs to, I wish she would use her mid-range game more, especially when she's going to the right. There are so many times where I watch her in the lanes, drive to her right, and I'm just like, shoot, jump up and shoot. And she doesn't, because she's never really done that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of right-handed players. That's the main thing they do, is they take a couple dribbles to their right and they shoot. There's times where I just say, shoot, Caitlin, rise up, shoot. And she'll end up making a good pass or whatever, but she's way more comfortable shooting to her left.
Paige is really good at the mid-range.
Oh, she's great. She's really good at it. Yeah. And that Olivia Miles is a great passer. She's got Caitlin, but she's not near the offensive player. I watched her play the other night, and she aired a couple threes. I think they're trying to kind of force her into this Caitlin comparison, and I think sometimes she plays maybe out of her comfort zone, just from watching the other night. But she's an incredible passer.
Yes, she is.
And an incredible ball handler. She's really good. And God, to think, she was at Notre Dame and then transferred to TCU, right? If I remember correctly?
I think that's right.
Yeah, she was at Notre Dame. So they had her and Hannah Hidalgo on the same team.
Yeah.
Hannah Hidalgo is coming back for her senior year at Notre Dame, right?
Yes.
And then she'll be really good in the WNBA when she gets there.
Yep.
But no, I was a nice win. What is up with Vegas?
you know, how schizophrenic is that? Win by 43 points and then the next night lose by what, 30?
I mean, the Fever has their number. They've beaten them twice this year, and last night's game really wasn't even that competitive.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's crazy what's going. It's hard to say who the best team. Dallas is going to be in there till the end. They're good.
They're really good.
Minnesota, once they don't even have Nafisa Collier. Once they get her back, they're going to be even better. And but there doesn't seem like there's just one great.
No.
I mean, every team has at least six or seven losses now, I believe.
Yes, they do.
So, but no, it was fun watching her. 24 minutes. I want to get her back to playing 30 to 35. And I want them to stop treating her like she's so fragile. But obviously, they know more than we do.
Well,
but they never give us any specifics.
But if she is, okay, so that was a real article, because now I'm apprehensive about.
Well, she should be.
And it doesn't surprise me. She'd look really stupid. She says, well, I love this load management. I want to play even less. But no, you're right. I did see that. And I didn't think about it being AI.
She wants to play.
I mean, she didn't play 16 minutes of last night's game.
Yeah.
And the game before, what, she played 22 minutes?
So she basically
played half. I mean,
yeah.
I just don't get it. And they're so vague and cryptic with their explanations about her. They never. I'm not saying you got to give the specific breakdown, but you know, we know she's dealing with a back injury, but they don't ever give you any specifics how it happened. But
if she wants to play, let her play. That's her back. She should know whether.
I agree with you, but teams will say. I mean, there's a lot of athletes over the years that said I want to play, and teams will say, "Well, we're paying your check.
Yeah.
You'll pay when we." I agree with you, but we're wrong.
Yeah,
because teams will just say, you're our property. We're paying you. You're going to do what we say. I mean, Allen Iverson used to get so pissed when they take him out of games. I mean, and the team would be like, dude, deal with it. But I'm with you. I just think they're doing this too much. I think they're nursing her along too slowly, and it's creating this narrative that she's injury prone. And that's just unfortunate.
It's also creating a narrative that, you know, the team can do it without her.
Well, because they have, in fairness.
Yeah.
I'll say I'm shocked at how well they played without her. What's her name, the guard that replaced her, Ty Harris?
Ty Harris.
She's good.
Damn good.
Why wasn't she playing early in Raven? Were they just trying to give Raven since they drafted? Now Raven doesn't. Did she even play last night much?
She played late.
Ty Harris is way better than Raven Johnson.
I would say so, yeah.
And I like
way
it when,
better.
I like it when Ty and Caitlin play together. But it's always Caitlin playing off the ball. I just wish the ball was in Caitlin's hands more. The three-point shooting, she's in a funk right now, but I don't think it's all her fault. I just don't think she has any rhythm. And there's times where maybe she rushes shots because she's, you know, I've only got another minute to play before I'm going to go sit out. She's human.
Yeah.
The mind works when you're a three-point shooter. But I didn't see her first one. I missed that one. But then all the others, she just did not look comfortable on any of them. And you said the first one, she make it from 30 feet.
It was a bomb.
Yeah, it's too bad she has to make bombs all the time, you know. I mean, you love watching them, but, you know, bombs are hard to make.
And it was over Asia Wilson, too.
So, yeah.
Which made it even more fun.
I bet you were thinking, okay, tonight's the night. Then
yep.
She didn't make another one.
Uh-uh.
She missed five in a row after that.
Oh.
So, but, no, it's still a nice win. So, now they're not saying fire Stephanie White right now, right? She's got a pass for today. Anytime they lose, you go fire Steph. You got to fire her, and
any coach,
or any that's always the answer is to fire coaches.
Yeah, I hate the fire culture. You know, I really.
Well, it's out there. I mean, it's out there.
Yes, and it's just so capricious.
Well, Michigan's getting ready to fire its AD.
Yeah, well,
Lord Manuel.
Fair enough.
Someone texted me. I wrote something on. I wrote kind of a 2.5-year evaluation of Beth Getz, and I gave her high marks. I think she's done. I'm not trying to get on her good side or anything. I just write what I feel. And had I not been impressed with her, I probably wouldn't have written anything. But I just think she deserves a little praise for what she's done so far. But somebody texted me later on, said, hey, you think she'll be mentioned for the Michigan job? And I you know, that wouldn't shock me.
No.
I mean, I don't think that would happen. That's easier, of course, to pick the field. But if her name got linked to the Michigan job, I wouldn't be surprised. But what I saw her from yesterday was John Beilein and the old softball coach. You know,
John Beilein is AD.
Yeah, and I'm sure Carol Hutchins, the softball coach. I mean,
But isn't John Beilein a little long in the tooth?
I think John's got to be in his mid-70s. But I mean, he's not ready for politics yet. But he could maybe do this until he's ready to run for Senate when he gets into his late 70s and early 80s. You know, Beilein, I think he'd be good at anything. Now, the NBA, I didn't think that was a good fit for him. Carol Hutchins, I she was a great softball coach, and I think sometimes though we're in this world now where people think that anybody can do anything as long as you've had success doing something. And to me, if I'm Michigan, I'd want to go after an accomplished AD administrator who's risen the ranks, who's at another Power Four school, who knows, because running Michigan's athletic department, that's a daunting task.
It is, and just because you were a good athlete does not mean you're going to be a good administrator.
No, did you ever watch Magic Johnson coach?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Michael Jordan run an NBA team? No, it doesn't. Sometimes it means just the opposite.
It does.
I mean, Larry Bird was one of the exceptions. He was not near as good a coach or GM as he was a player, but he was pretty good.
And it's, you know, and the job description has changed so much Yes. over the years too. And now it's basically money. That's you got
hiring coaches and money.
Yes,
because hiring coaches leads to the money.
It does.
What I wrote about Beth was her most important thing is hiring coaches and dealing with NIL. That's it. But you don't have much NIL if you're hiring the wrong coaches.
Oh, that's
so
true.
Where you'll have NIL if you hire the right coaches. And that's what it comes down to. You have to hire the right coaches. And I think for the most part, I mean, she hired McCollum. I mean, now nobody was thinking she hit the jackpot when they were 10-10. But when they won three games in the NCAA tournament, that all changed.
And it changed the complete narrative.
I think the hiring of Jen Llewellyn in gymnastics looks good. It's too early to judge mm-hmm. Stacey Mae Johnson. What was interesting about that hire was she went with Stacey Mae Johnson instead of the flavor of the day, who was Carl Gullin, because Carl Gullin did a great job of rallying that team after that national anthem nonsense unfolded. And there was a push to get him hired. She could have easily kind of let that influence her, but she stuck with her instincts, and she hired Stacey Mae Johnson. This year they went 27-27, 7-17. Not a great year, but she had to revamp the whole roster almost. So I think you need at least two more years before you can fairly evaluate that job hire. And she hired the new soccer coach, Dean Ward. Of course, he hasn't done anything yet, but it was a good hire on paper. He did a hell of a job wherever he's been. So we'll see. And like she told us, she was even more on hands for that hire because that's the sport she played in college. I remember when we had her on the radio, she said she was very, very – I mean, she's involved in every hire. Don't get me wrong. But this one, I think she just did it herself. It looks impressive who she got. I mean, just on paper. So, no, I think she's done, and I like the way they're doing this flight thing and how Brad Heinrich is kind of handing it over. I think this is the next step in evolving, and maybe you should reach out to Brad about trying to get him on Friday.
Sure.
See if I won't be here Wednesday. I should have said something to you about had him on today. But you want to give him some notice.
No, I mean, I'll get him.
Yeah, see if he wants to come on and kind of explain to listeners how this is going to work. I think this is a good move, and I'm guessing Brad's probably, I'm not saying he's had enough, but I mean,
there's probably a sense of relief, I would think.
He's been doing this for a while, and it's probably way more time consuming than we could even imagine.
Yeah, I'm
sure. So, no, the Michigan hire is going to be interesting to see, and man, they've had a lot of stuff up there. Someone list bulleted all the different things that have happened between
The Harbaugh with Sharon Moore.
Well, the Harbaugh era was a mess at times. The Sharon Moore thing was a mess. There's just been a lot of stuff. Of course, Iowa's had, you know, oh, who are you to say? Iowa's had its stuff. I get it. But, you know, that racial stuff was 6 years ago.
Juwan Howard wasn't didn't
no, that,
smooth.
That wasn't
that
a
wasn't
smooth transition. No. Every school has their stuff, but yeah, Michigan, I think they're maybe making the right move. And my guess is you're going to have a lot of people interested in being the AD at Michigan. You could do a lot worse things for a living. Michigan's got a great athletic program. I mean, you've been to Ann Arbor?
Yeah.
Ann Arbor's a nice, like I've said, it's Iowa City on steroids. That's always how, it's got a little, it's just like Iowa City, it's just got a little bit more of everything, is how I would describe it.
No, I like Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I do too.
And actually, I rather like Michigan. I have liked them. Their basketball team back in the 60s, they were real nice to me. So I kind of have a soft spot.
Where'd you meet
Michigan.
Them at?
At the, what now is the Iowa Lodge, but at the time was the Pancake House. And it was the premier motel property in the area.
So same building and everything?
Yes.
So what do you call the Iowa Lodge?
Hell's Waiting Room.
Times have changed.
Times have changed.
And it is. It is Hell's Waiting Room.
The times have really changed.
But yeah, the Michigan...
I didn't call it that. Our DJ Magic Christian called it that.
And you've just stuck with it. Because I've heard you call it Hell's Waiting Room.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that shapes up. Obviously, it's not as urgent as hiring a head coach. I mean, but you know, you don't want to go too long without an AD, and that stuff just all
no.
That stuff broke the day after I wrote the thing on Getz. And what's interesting, you got Jamie Pollard retiring at Iowa State in a year, and I think he's done a good job. I think
he has.
He's taken Iowa State to the next level.
How old is he?
Was it
mid-60s, isn't he?
Oh, I don't think he's older than me.
No?
No, I think he's in his late 50s.
Oh.
I mean,
is that strange for him to retire?
I don't know. Let me look up his...
I think maybe he doesn't like the new world, and...
My guess is he's okay financially.
I would guess.
Yeah, the new world might be a problem, but has he had health issues before?
I think he did.
Let me see.
Yeah, I think he did.
He's 61. So, I mean... but he's raised more money. I mean, Iowa State sells out their stadium consistently. The football program's been successful for a longer period of time under him than under any other AD.
Basketball's
been great. I mean, their track, I mean, their cross country, their wrestling's getting better.
It's improved.
He's done a really good job of making Iowa State competitive. And they're making a ton of money fundraising. So, yeah, to me, he's inarguably the best AD in the history of Iowa State.
Yeah, and they're... women's basketball team's
been solid
very
for 25
solid.
Years.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure if he, I don't think
well, he, probably
he
not.
Didn't hire Finley.
No.
But no, he's done a really good job there. And when he got there, remember, he was kind of a dick. Remember, he bought billboards. He was
a dick.
He kind he of liked dick. To get under Iowa fans.
He was a dick.
I mean, he plays that game. You know, I mean, I remember saying I'd never see Gary Barter or Beth Getz buying some billboard taunting Iowa fans over. That's Jamie Pollard. He was different that way. And my guess is he'd probably say, I needed to do that because we're the little brother in this state.
Yeah.
You know, I needed to figure out a way to give us an edge. And, you know, in a lot of ways it worked. And, I mean, they're still, you know, Iowa's always going to be Iowa, but in fairness, the football rivalry is as competitive as it's ever been.
It has been.
And they've won 3 out of the last 4, as much as I hate to say that. I don't think they're going to win this year. But I do like the fact that the new head coach says he wants to keep the series with Iowa going. You saw that.
I did.
I saw they had the Big 12. Man, they do that Big 12 thing in early July. That's just too early for football. Can't we agree on that?
It is for me.
God.
Boy, I haven't read a single thing on football.
I mean, Iowa's media day is the 28th in Chicago. I think that's too early, but that's just me. And, you know, the media days, I mean, the Iowa football media day is August 14th.
He had a heart attack on
March. Okay, I knew there was something.
Yeah.
March the 10th of 2015, he underwent successful emergency triple bypass surgery.
Jesus.
Despite his lifestyle as a runner.
Well, sometimes it just doesn't matter.
Well, he was just right around 50 years old, 51 or 2.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just doesn't matter.
No. Yeah.
I mean, it's the luck of the draw for a lot of people. But at least his body warned him with a heart attack, and he survived.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's so, yeah, I knew he had had something. But, no, he I was sort of surprised by that, but I'm also to the point, guys, where nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing surprises me anymore. You got to be prepared for about anything.
It is, and it's – I mean, I like sports. I don't like it like – is when I was a kid, I watched – just about every sporting event I could
Well, because watch. You didn't have as much access. You appreciated what was on. I lived for the weekends. I used to live for college football on Saturdays, then Notre Dame replay on Sunday mornings right after church. I lived for that stuff because you knew really other than Monday night football, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you didn't have anything.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s, the NBA games were on tape delay at 10:30 at night.
There was I remember when there wasn't a Monday night football.
No, I don't remember that. I always remember being able to stay up a little later on Monday nights because they'd always give me till at least when I was young, they'd give me till halftime. And that was like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And that's when I was really young. And I remember when Alex Karras did it. I watched that because I knew he was a former Hawkeye, even though I was too young to know he had played there. And I always got a kick out of him. And then Don Meredith.
Dandy Don.
Dandy Don.
And I was watching the night that Lennon got killed because, I mean, God, then that was 1980. I was, I was 16 years old. So I do remember watching it that night.
I'll bet you do.
I do remember watching it that night. And I was not a huge Beatle, but it was, I didn't really think of it. It was John Lennon. I mean, I didn't really think about whether I liked or how in I was on the Beatles at the time. It was just some guy who you thought would be around forever was all suddenly dead. I mean, what was he? I mean, was he 40 years old?
Uh-huh. He was 40.
Because he was born in 40.
Yeah,
I remember that was pretty, because I wasn't old enough to remember, like, when Janis Joplin, all those people died. I don't recall that at all.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, they died differently. They died of, you know, their own doing. Yeah. And Lennon got shot by a POS. Is that guy still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still in prison.
Yeah.
Where he should be.
Yeah. No, that was, no, I can remember the first, well, it was a big deal. ABC made a big
Howard, Cosell.
Yeah.
He broke it.
Of Monday Night Football.
I thought Howard handled that, because I've since watched the documentaries and stuff. I thought he handled it about as well as you could.
Well, yeah, considering he was also a friend to, you know, he had, Lennon had a few close friends.
Harry Nilsson.
Harry Nilsson, Peter Boyle, Howard Cosell. You know, I mean, it just, yeah.
Frank Barone.
I
still watch them every once in a while.
I do.
I love it when Fred Weller's on with his wife, the in-laws, and Chris Elliott.
Yeah.
God, it's so funny. Fred Weller I thought he was hilarious.
He was.
Yeah. And he plays the straight arrow preacher father. And then I saw the episode the other night where the lady who was also on Mary Tyler Moore's show.
Yeah.
She was smoking. She was hiding her smoking habit. That was a good one.
Yeah.
But no, that
Georgia
show.
Georgia Engel.
Yeah. But now Patricia Heaton, she's an activist on. So I had to block her on social media. She's just nuts.
What is she?
Just as far right. I mean, she just hates everything. And I just get tired of seeing that. I block far left ones too, because far left, far right, all they do is hate. And all they do is try to scare you, and it just gets old. I hate
Somebody dies, and they die. You know, John Ritter died of the same thing that Lindsey Graham died of. But now it's a big concern.
Well, they're saying that because he was in Ukraine the day before, and they're thinking somehow Russia poisoned him.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, at least I'm glad they're not accusing Zelensky,
It had nothing to do with nothing. It happens. He had heart disease, and his aorta.
He lived till he was 71 with heart disease. The body is, I mean, it sounds like he had pretty bad heart disease, too. And stuff like that you can't pick up.
Well, John Ritter was much younger, and, you know, he was in his 50s. He didn't know.
But a basic physical, I don't think, picks up stuff like that, does it?
No. You get sick, and hours later you're gone, and there's nothing that any surgeon can do about it.
And there's nothing that a blood test can reveal. It's just, when I woke up, I'm like, whoa, at first it didn't register with me, you know, because Lindsay's been on TV. He's very vocal, and he's been on TV a lot, and then all of a sudden he is just gone.
Yeah.
He did good things, he did bad things.
Yeah, he did.
Like every other human being.
Yep. Yep.
And
I don't care about his private life. That sounds like he basically adopted his sister after his parents died and basically raised her. That's pretty noble.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good. No, he had his good side.
Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah.
Well, except for... But anyway, I won't go into that.
wait until 10:30, then just resume.
No.
I heard you coming in.
I'm off at
10:30. Hey, it's your show. It's your station.
You know.
I haven't had many stay in your lanes lately because, you know, we don't really talk much about it.
No, that's good.
Well, one lane we should, again, thank everybody that contributed. This was the most successful table-to-table radiothon we've had.
Yeah, it was,
and that means
solid.
That everybody from both sides of the aisle contributed.
And you lucked out weather-wise.
And yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Usually it seems like when you guys do it, it's like this.
This is going to be the fair, but the good thing about the fair is they got that new event center that's
air-conditioned.
And
that makes
a
big difference.
There's a lot of shade.
There's a lot of shade out there. That makes a lot of difference, though, because I remember when you guys, I went out there that one time, and you guys were out there in some type of barn, and it wasn't air. It was.
Well, you're thinking of the Johnson County. I'm talking about the Muscatine.
Oh, I'm talking about the Johnson County Fair when you guys. I went out there.
Oh, my God. We used to be there, and the Southern. The Western Exposure, it would get so.
It was brutal.
Freaking hot.
I lasted like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I was
and
gone.
And the kids were jumping on that crate.
Oh, God, on that metal strip.
And
oh my God.
And then the Birthright people brought their rubber fetuses in.
Oh,
they were supposed to teach kids to respect life, and instead the kids are just bouncing those off the walls like mad.
Being kids.
Yeah. That was not a good
idea. No, it wasn't.
Not a good idea. Hello?
Yes, why isn't Lynn County smart enough to do the table-to-table? You would think of all the restaurants they got. and that all goes to a good cause. I can't figure out why Linn County doesn't. Do you know any reason?
Well, you basically, well, you have to have somebody that really wants to spearhead it.
So who spearheads it here?
Well, now it's Nikki. Nikki's the head of the organization. But when it started, it was, you know, somebody from New Pie, somebody from Hawkeye Foods, somebody from Mercy Hospital.
Mr. Lawler.
Yeah, Frank Lawler. It was...
That's a good question, though. You know.
You.
Well... But I was a couple years later. I mean, I certainly have helped.
You certainly have helped. You got this station involved in it.
So I wonder if Polk County does it, anything similar. I mean,
I think maybe a little bit, but it's... But you have to have, you have to have somebody that believes in the idea.
Maybe being a little smaller community, maybe that helps a little bit.
Maybe it does.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
have to have somebody champion, and the station has championed it since
and that's made a difference.
1999.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the number one fundraiser, and you got to have stations. The only way you can do it is if you have stations with employees. You can't voice track this.
Yeah, I mean, it's different now than it was, obviously, in the late 90s, you know, so anything's hard to do with some, you know.
Yeah.
When I get mail from table to table throughout the year a lot, too, and I'll send a 50, I get mail from them a lot to my door.
I mean,
that's being proactive. I'm sure I'm not the only one that gets mail from table to table saying, would you please donate? And that's the way to keep it going throughout the year, too.
Sure it is. And, you know, it's just, it's the simplest idea in the world, but it's really complicated logistically. Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing amount of things that have to fall into place.
Well, they have over, 200 volunteers?
Yeah.
That's the key, is that?
I mean, honest to God, 200 volunteers.
And they do it throughout the year. I mean, it's...
But when you've got a community of 161,000 and 41,000 of them have used one of these 50 agencies, that's a hell of a lot of people in the community that need assistance.
That's a lot. Yeah. And it keeps rising. Yeah,
it just...
Hell, after I get my car fixed and put a mitigation unit, I may be using it.
Well,
I'm only half joking because, no, I got some expenses coming up.
It's there.
I'm testing my house for radon Wednesday night.
Well, listen, people, you know, you can drive. There's people that, you know, have nice houses, nice cars, and you drive by thinking everything's fine, but maybe they're taking care of their parents or they've got a medical issue, heaven forbid, with one of their kids.
Yeah,
or,
you don't know what people are going through.
Or they lost their job.
You don't know.
But yep, I'm testing Wednesday night. I'm going to set my radon test kit up and then open all the windows so I can cheat. No, I'm kidding. And then we'll see what it says. And then if it's above 4.0, they recommend that you get the. And I'm looking them up. They're a little more. They're between $3,000 and $4,000.
Yeah.
And but it's just impossible to sell your house without them. Is what I've been told. Yep. So all right. That'll be the next thing. Should we take a break?
Yes, let's take a break and we'll be back.
1-800-800-ROSE. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country.
1-800-800-ROSE.
It's so easy, just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist.
1-800-800-ROSE.
Remember,
don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for 3 generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. As for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate, one of us is always there.
If you live outside the city, you already know the struggle. Slow internet, drop calls, endless buffering, and promises from providers that never deliver. Well, now, things have changed. Big Dog Tech Solutions is proud to now offer Starlink Home Internet, bringing high-speed satellite internet to homes, farms, shops, cabins, and RVs across eastern Iowa and beyond. Starlink delivers fast, reliable internet where traditional providers can't. And Big Dog Tech Solutions makes it easy, setting up installation, networking, Wi-Fi setup, and local expertise you can actually call and talk to. So whether you're working from home, streaming TV, running security cameras, gaming, or just tired of terrible internet, it's time to upgrade. Call Big Dog Tech today at 319-395-0800. Or go to bigdogtech.net, that's bigdogtech.net, and ask about Starlink, technology that works where you live.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. As an Iowa City native, I know how frustrating it can be when any part of your plumbing system breaks down. That's why I only use trusted brands and quality materials. I offer same-day, next-day service coupled with a fair price. I also offer general services to mobile homes. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483.
Streets Maintenance. Honest plumbing at a fair price.
Your life is always changing, and a lot of things can affect how and what you save. So a good retirement plan changes with your life. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we believe conversation leads to financial clarity. So start a conversation today. Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far. For information locally, call 338-3799 or 866-217-2369. Or stop by 501 12th Avenue, Suite 201, Coralville. Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
Hawkeye fans, you love watching the black and gold. You know Hawkeye black and gold. As a Hawkeye fan, there are no better colors than the Hawkeye black and gold. Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. When you're buying, selling, or refinancing your property, consider the green and white team, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement. The team you love, the people you trust.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
This is Leah Pesha, and I've been saying, hit a deer, call Premier, for years, and it works. Deer divots and dings do damage, but Premier Auto will do right by you. That's what my dad Nathan's driving at and dreams about. Do yourself a favor. When your car is dinged, be a deer and call Premier. The deer don't like Premier, but you will. Premier Automotive, North Liberty's premier auto body repair shop.
Hit a deer? Call Premier. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence
confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit supples.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
If you're looking for a trusted insurance guidance from someone who truly understands your needs, you can turn to me, Tiffany Rao, independent insurance agent. I specialize in Medicare and senior products, and I also offer coverage for those under 65 through the ACA marketplace, along with long-term care and cancer insurance plans. As a proud second-generation insurance professional, I bring local expertise and personal touch you can count on. Call me today at 319-631-4795 and let's find the coverage that's right for you.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Gaines and Terry Adams of Deary Brothers Ford talk about what here for you means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as the statement here for you, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
At the Oxyoke Inn, we're ready to serve you with the same fresh food, prepared to order and served with a passion that you've come to expect for over 85 years. The Oxyoke Inn is serving our famous Sunday brunch buffet with lunch, dinner, family-style banquets, and carry-out daily. Make reservations at oxyokeinn.com or call for big or small tables and private rooms. We can't wait to serve you soon at the Oxyoke Inn.
The Oxyoke Inn.
In the heart of Amana.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The U.S. and Iran are shooting missiles again. The U.S. at Iran, and Iran at several Mideast countries. Oil prices have gone up, and so could gasoline. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
These fresh attacks are coming amid mixed messages about the Strait of Hormuz. After targeting commercial ships in the critical waterway for days, Iran declaring it's closing the Strait of Hormuz. But President Trump says that's not the case. He insists that it is open.
Crossings in the Strait of Hormuz went down sharply over the weekend, says the maritime intelligence company Kepler. This morning, a shooting occurred in Biddeford, Maine. A person was killed and federal immigration police were involved. Say two Maine state lawmakers. They say state police and other law enforcers are investigating. With extreme heat spreading across more of the U.S., over 2,700 people died heat-related deaths in May and June in England and Wales, say health officials there. This is ABC News.
KCJJ Weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
It is going to be a week of hot, humid days and warm, humid nights. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to around 91 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 68. Tomorrow, sunny, 93. The heat index will be in the upper 90s tomorrow. And that's going to be the trend through most of the week, with highs in the low to mid 90s, overnight lows in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Temperature now 84.
From the Hertine and Stocker Studios, in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
Are we back?
Yeah, I'm proud of ABC. They're no longer calling it a ceasefire. I wonder if the ceasefire will hold.
Well, good for them. Hey, want to thank our friend Angie Klein with a nice donation to Table, $275 for our radiothon. So, yeah, that donation link still open. Table, the number 2table.org. It'll be open at least for the rest of the week. So if you couldn't give and want to, please do.
Yeah. Well, a lot of you, maybe you were out of town or, you know.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're feeling bad today because you didn't give.
You know, and maybe you are.
Trying to guilt people into giving money.
Well, you know, people that don't give money to the organization sometimes go to hell. So
I've heard this. I can't.
I don't believe
substantiate.
I don't believe in hell myself, but you know, there's, a lot of people do. And
but aren't there also people that donate to Table throughout the course of the year? I mean, I've done that before.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, I get stuff from Table. Not all, but probably six times.
You can
you just put a check in the mail. And
of course.
They give you.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I wonder how much they get during the course of a year combined with your guys' fundraiser. You think it's over 100,000?
Oh, I mean, raised from individuals?
Donations,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
If you had to guess, what do you think it is? Quarter of a million?
Maybe,
I don't know about that.
No, maybe not quite.
I do know that, yeah, when they give, people want to give to it. It's not like, you know.
Well, that table to table, I think, is about the only thing that I get consistently in the mail locally to donate to. I don't recall anything else.
I get every single day. I'm on every single freaking day.
I get MediaCom. I got this. I couldn't believe this thing the other day. I thought it was something really important. It was had all this. It had a banner around it. Urgent. Open immediately. I open it up. It's MediaCom promised me $25 internet for the next, like, 2 or 3 years. And, you know, the lower they're getting, it's tempting.
Well,
but
yeah, and they offered me, I mean,
$25 for 3 years or something like that?
I see this ad on TV during the game, $50. So I called them up. We're paying $70. And I said, well, can I get the no.
But see, I still want to keep a landline for a number of reasons. I have really bad cell phone reception. I use it sometimes for interviews. Plus, I have a lot of bills that I pay over the phone that are programmed through my landline number, and I don't know how few you guys have done it. It's a pain in the ass to switch those things from one number to the other. So I keep my landline, and IMON usually charges me between $15 and about $25 a month, depending if I make any. I don't ever make any calls with my landline other than to pay my house payment, and that's an 800 number, so you don't get charged. But I'm not sure how MediaCom would handle. I don't know if I'd want to do the phone and internet with me, so I'm just staying with IMON for the time. I've had good luck with them. They're still, they're like $80 a month. It's still pretty good.
Yeah, ours is like, we have a landline to $15 to $25.
And MediaCom, that eventually that's over. Eventually, they're not going to keep paying, charging me $30 or $25 a month. I mean, yeah. I think one said 2 years. It was either $25 or $30 a month for their highest speed internet for 2 years.
I got an IMON thing that was for 1 gig. It was basically what I'm paying for MediaCom, but it's for life. But yeah, I'm 70. You're going to be 78 in January.
It's one of these things too, where if it's a matter of saving like $15 or $20 a month, it's not worth just changing. Is such a pain in the ass.
It is a pain.
It's got to be something significant, like what I did when I went from 390 with MediaCom, and now I've got YouTube, and I pay about 170. 180. Think about that. I went from 390 to 180.
I checked IMON, and when they say it's fiber, it is fiber to some places. Some places it converts. It's like MediaCom. It converts from fiber to cable.
But mine's worked fine. Yeah, no, I mean, there are days where I'll wake up and the internet will be off, and then all I got to do is hit connect. I mean, there's sometimes that happens, but again, I've never had any trouble getting back on. And
I've never, and
I've been real happy with IMON.
And
no problem.
I have nothing to bitch about with MediaCom. I really don't.
I didn't have a problem with MediaCom.
But you guys didn't have them for TV, though, did you?
Yeah.
I had it for TV.
My TV was ridiculous.
Well,
and my neighbors.
So was IMON's.
Way.
If you check out,
I don't do IMON TV.
Yeah, I know. It's the same thing. I mean, you got to pay.
TV and internet don't mix well, I'm finding out. But my MediaCom TV, my neighbor. It was ridiculous.
I wouldn't leave YouTube TV.
I'm fine with YouTube.
I like YouTube TV.
I mean, navigating at times is a pain in the ass and what have you, but that's about the only thing I can complain about. And I've had people ask me, why doesn't YouTube use numbers? I don't know. I mean,
you buy a new TV now, the remote controls don't have numbers. There's no numbers on the TV.
No, they're wondering why they don't number their channels. So you can, program the numbers in or go by memory. Like when I had MediaCom, the channels I liked, I knew all the numbers. I just punch them in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why YouTube doesn't.
If you get
numbers.
A remote control now in a new TV, you can't punch in the numbers. There are no numbers on the remotes.
Oh, I'll keep an old one.
Yeah, I don't have numbers on mine. Yeah.
I've got numbers on my YouTube one.
Well, that just shows you how old.
I did it 2 years TV. Ago. I guess that's a lifetime, and
I
did YouTube 2 years ago, and mine has numbers on it.
No, mine doesn't.
But I never use them because, I mean, that the easy thing about MediaCom was you knew the numbers of the channels, and you memorized the numbers, and that's what made it easy to know. You just punch in the numbers.
But you could take all the channels you like if you just download the app and you can move them all to the top.
Yeah, I thought at some point I'll probably do that. But again, it's just to watch freaking TV, man. It's like it's such a pain.
I don't do any scrolling on YouTube TV. I just go to the hourglass and punch in what I want in it.
Yeah, see, I've never done that before. Yeah. I just am so used to. And lots of times what I want to watch is at the very bottom. Yeah. Sundance is the very bottom of the
log. Well, you can move it.
But yeah, I can move it up. I just haven't looked into doing it yet.
Right now I just hit the top of the screen.
And at times it'll buffer some, but you know, that's just up. That's life. I mean, you know, sometimes you'll see the spinning, but not, man, when I saw the spinning with Mediacom, you didn't know if it was going to be 2 days, an hour, 5 minutes. And my neighbor and I, we would call each other and be like, this is ridiculous.
Hello.
And it was bad.
Hello.
Hello. I have a solution for the channel numbers dilemma. I know, Steve, you have a Samsung. I do, too.
I've got a Sony.
Oh, you don't have a Samsung anymore?
I do.
My bad.
I have a Samsung. Anyway,
okay, Pat, on your remote, there's a microphone button. Just press it. That's the voice command option. You just talk to your TV and say what channel you want.
Oh, I do have that.
I think it works with YouTube TV. I don't have YouTube TV.
But I'll try it.
It does.
Make it work.
I've got the same thing. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I did. I'm pretty sure I do have.
Awesome. I think that's the fix.
Is it in the lower left-hand corner?
Depends.
On my remote, it is on the just top center under the power button.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I do have it.
It's a picture of a microphone.
Yeah, no, I've seen the picture. I just didn't really know what it was for. So,
yeah.
But yeah,
yeah
no,
yeah,
I
that's what it is. It's voice command.
Because I probably watch
right,
six.
Thank you.
I probably watch 5 or 6 channels on YouTube. I mean,
well,
I just don't watch
them. You don't
even
have to do channels. You could just say the name of the program, and it'll go to it.
I think mine's got a stupid name like Bixby or something, and I don't want
to. No, that's
mess
not
with
it.
It.
Bixby's, yeah.
Something
that's
else.
From Courtship of Eddie's father.
Bill Bixby.
Yeah.
The Hulk.
Yeah.
It's got a microphone on it.
Uh-huh.
I know you, both of yours know they have a microphone. Just hit the microphone and say what you want to watch. You know,
he was Bill Bixby. He would turn into Lou Ferrigno, right?
Too much.
Yeah.
And then Lou Ferrigno.
Too much technology for Scoots.
All you got to do is
I don't
press
want.
It.
I'm with
I don't
you,
want to.
Press it. Pornography. You know.
Lou Ferrigno was on The King of Queens. There were scenes with him and Patton Oswalt that were pretty funny. I remember the time where they were going to the Batman convention and the guy who played Batman, what's Adam?
Adam West.
He was driving Patton Oswalt, and when he found out that he had blown off Lou Ferrigno to be with him, he dropped him off on the New Jersey Turnpike. Remember that one?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
You know, Adam West would talk to you on Facebook. Anybody.
He seems like the kind of
carry on. Because one night, you know, I couldn't sleep, and we had just got, back from some deal that we had to go to, and it's like 11:30, and he was on, and I started talking to him on Messenger about when he was in the old Warner Brothers TV shows.
Yeah,
he talked to me for 2 hours about him, and just gave me his phone number.
Yeah,
you know,
did you prank him and order him pizzas and stuff?
No. No, I talked to the guy for 2 hours about the old Warner Brothers.
Well, here's something
great.
Breaking politically. Trump recommended to South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster that Lindsey Graham's sister be appointed the state's interim U.S. senator. I think it's real. I mean, here it is. I don't think it's AI. That's interesting.
Mm. Okay.
I guess you have to have, you don't need to have any qualifications, I guess.
Nope.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know what his sister does for a living. I mean, but
doesn't matter.
Found that kind of interesting.
They don't care.
You can carry on after Talk Fanatic, Captain. You can address that.
I'm off the air after this. It's
oh,
you
Monday. Are. Oh, no, that's right. There's
right.
There's no Lang.
Yeah,
it's a Langless Monday.
Are we eating today? Or
well, we can.
Okay.
So it's
whose turn is it?
We'll have to think back.
Okay. It's my turn. We're going to the free lunch program.
If it's his turn, Joseph's.
I wish they were
Joseph's
open.
Joseph's is good. Haven't been there for a while.
I just got a $50 gift certificate to Blackstone that I'm going to use.
Blackstone's good, too. I like Blackstone.
They are good.
I haven't been there for a while.
Hello.
Hey, guys. It's Southern Justin. Hey.
Joel to hell.
Oh, those still happen? Obviously.
Yeah, you're not. You got on this weekend because you gave the table to table. That's very nice of you and everything, but you're still banned for life. For life now. Until the next table to table, that's when you can get in.
He hasn't given up on trying.
No. You're banned for life until the next radio.
How long? What's it been? A couple years?
Yeah.
I figured you're banned
for life.
I didn't realize
the only
that
time you can get on is if you give to the next Radiothon.
A year from
Otherwise,
now.
You're banned for
And that's
life.
In the evening when Tommy and them are on.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't even get on during the day. I won't even let you on before 10 o'clock at night. No, you're banned for life.
Okay.
For life.
Okay.
Do you understand what that means? It means for life.
Seems
for as long
harsh.
As you live. And when I die and the station's in somebody else's hands, I will make that as a codicil that they can't let you on except if they do radio.
What if he ends up buying you out?
Huh?
What if he ends up buying you out?
Well, then pigs will be flying here and crapping on my head.
Okay.
Okay. Banned for life. Suitor? For life.
Okay.
Hey, Artie?
I'm
whatever.
For life.
I'm you know, I've never understood the...
You've made your stance very crystal clear.
Well, I don't think I have because it's been 2 years well, and he's still...
Well, this is the first time he's called this segment for a long time.
Yes.
So is he still calling a lot in the morning?
He tries.
And then does he call like when Molly's on?
Yeah.
Does she hang up on him immediately or does she talk?
See, everyone has to hang up.
Okay, I didn't.
That's the one. You know, I'm really lax with a lot of stuff, okay? Not this.
Yeah, I don't have any personal, emotional involvement at all. I couldn't care less what you do with him. It's your show.
Well.
It's your station.
Yes, and because it is, he's banned for life.
And you and I were always kind of less entertained by him than, let's say,
some of the other people in the room.
Like Suter.
Might be on the air now.
Yeah, I never found him as interesting as Suter and Lang found him to be, but that's just me, you know?
For life.
All right, back to the Hawks.
Okay.
Oh, two Iowa baseball players, Gable Mitchell. Sixth round, man. That's pretty impressive by the Blue Jays. And then Cooper Schulte got picked in the 20th round by the Mets. So Iowa shortstop, double play combination. Both get drafted. Good luck to them. But Gable Mitchell going in the sixth round, man, that's some good money.
Yeah.
And that means they've got some belief in him. He had a hell of a career here at Iowa. Four-year starter.
Sure,
I mean, he was never hurt. I mean, he just every day he brought it. And good kid from everything that I can tell from talking to him and people who talk about him. Just sounds like he's a great kid. And good luck to him. That'd be neat.
No, that's
but
great.
Again, it's so hard to make it to the major leagues. So hard. But sixth round, when I saw that, I'm like, wow, that's impressive.
That's pretty good.
No, that's impressive.
That's real good.
I know, is the draft still going on or is it over?
I mean, I'm not sure.
It seems like the Major League Baseball draft goes on forever.
It does. It goes on forever.
I mean,
much like its season.
I mean, Cooper Schulte was the 600th player taken in the draft in the 20th round. So, but yeah, and I haven't even checked. What are the Cubs doing lately?
Cubs won yesterday.
2-3. So they're back.
They took the series from Cincinnati, right?
How many out of first? Okay. Yeah, they're not. I don't think they're going to catch the Brewers. But if they can just make a wild card, that would be
great.
Just get
right
in.
Now, they're at the top of the wild card list.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, the Brewers are. I mean, the Brewers could always hit a wall, but they seem to be playing really well.
They are, and unless they get some injuries.
The last I looked, the Dodgers were up by like 15 games. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
And they're getting ready to win their third straight World Series. I just baseball until they get a salary cap. I just that's the biggest problem. I mean, the Dodgers right now are almost close to unbeatable.
Yeah.
Because they've got so much money to spend, and they're willing to spend it. And they just, I mean, they got what's that, Kyle Tucker. They got him. Let's fill him in at right field. I mean, somebody that the Cubs couldn't afford, the Dodgers get him as just a complimentary piece to go with Shohei and everyone else.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Hello.
Hey, did you hear that the Swarm is no more?
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yep, and there's a story up on Hawk Fanatic about it, too. Yep. They're now using it through the
okay.
Basically, the university's handling everything now through their flight program.
Yep, okay. Well, I guess I missed that.
That's all right.
No, that's okay. All thanks.
Right. Yep, thanks for the heads up.
Yep.
But, yeah, that and I to me, if that's what they think's the best thing, who am I to critique them on how to raise money? They know a lot more than I do.
And Learfield's doing the most of the business.
Mm-hmm. As they should, because that kind of creates a little bit of separation still, too.
It does.
What have you.
Well,
but
Learfield's getting involved in all, I mean, in all the universities that they have deals with.
I don't blame them. There's a lot of money involved.
Yeah.
So, no, it's going to be raising money is going to be a huge challenge moving forward. And everyone says that's the biggest challenge. I still say hiring the right coaches is the biggest challenge. That's the most important thing to do, because if you don't have the right coaches, it doesn't matter what kind of NIL structure. You're not going to, if you don't win, you're not going to get money. You have to get the right coaches, the right people.
Well, I got, Fran did a good job here. We've talked about it 8 million times.
He made the tournament 7 out of 14 years, rebuilt the program when it was in shambles, coached some of the greatest players in program history.
Yeah. Fran did a good job here, no question.
But he leveled off, and then there was a disconnect.
And Ben, in his first year, wasn't so good during the, you know,
just took three games.
Regular
season. All it
took
was 3 wins in the tournament.
Yeah.
And it sounds like nothing, but nobody for 40 years was able to do it until Ben did it.
Yeah.
And so, no, it is something, and it makes you forget about the 10-10. Now, what I thought was interesting when we had Beth on last month, she explained how she felt that Jan and Ben both had great seasons, but in different ways. I mean, she's not overlooking the 15-3 and the 27-7. It can't all just be the NCAA tournament.
No,
it can't be.
And shouldn't
be. And it shouldn't be. So to me, Jan sitting well. Now, if Jan hasn't made it past the second round after next year, we'll continue. If she's, let's say after 4 years, they still have, then it's going to be a problem.
Yes.
Because then it's
yes.
a perception problem, whether you think it's fair or not, regardless what they do in the regular season. Then you got a perception problem. Then you got a donation problem. But we're not there yet. Let's see.
Well, and you're going to have a recruiting problem.
They need
too.
To get, yes, they need to get past that second round. But just twice now, you know, they've won 2 games in the tournament under her. They've won a game in each of the first round, so it's not like they've been a complete disaster, but so much is focused on the NCAA tournament now, eventually you have to do something. That's what led to Fran's demise, because when they didn't make the tournament for 2 years, fans continued to not show up. Everything just kind of fed off each other.
Yeah.
You had the perfect storm for separation, and that's what happened.
Yep.
But no, Fran's here for 14 years, 7 tournaments, I think 3 NIT. I believe it was 3 or 4 NIT. So 2/3 of the time, he made it to postseason. He's the all-time winningest coach. And again, the program was in disarray when he took over. With Ben, yeah, he had to rebuild the roster. Completely different circumstances. Fran had to keep a lot of the roster that he was handed because that's what it was like back then. He couldn't just completely go out and rebuild. And Fran did have some disadvantages in IL.
That yes, he did.
Ben is still facing some of those compared to other schools, but not near as bad as what Fran faced. I mean, there was time where Fran barely had $1 million to work with in IL, and I'm guessing that's part of what Connor's frustration is as his son. You know, they never really gave my dad a fair shot in NIL, and fair enough, you can make that argument.
And, yes, you can.
And I'm guessing that kind of goes in Connor's thought process, why he blocks all the Iowa media people and fights with Iowa fans in airports and on social media.
He
got into it. I mean, there's been a number of things. And Iowa fans go out of their way now to pick at him, too. They don't like him. You know, so, yeah, it's just kind of an unfortunate thing. I think everybody needs to move on. Fran led Penn to the tournament. And he did a good job. Ben did a good job. Everybody should be happy, even Connor. He's Caitlin's boyfriend.
So did he ban Iowa media for life?
I don't know if it's for life. I mean, his thing came up on my feed the other day, and it said Connor and it had blocks you, and I laughed. I just kind of laughed. Just like I laughed at Tyler Barnes from Iowa football blocks me, the Iowa chief of staff. He blocks me on Twitter. I just laugh at stuff like that. I mean, it's just, what do you can't take it personally. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm spending less and less time on Twitter now. I'm other than posting and reposting, I'm hardly ever on it. Now, I did tweet something about when that politician down in Texas, I think, announced that they're forming legislation to get the WNBA to stop having people be mean to Caitlin. I said that seemed like government overreach. Caitlin doesn't need politicians fighting her battles. It's the WNBA, and I got a
Caitlin said she doesn't need anybody.
And right away, I got a somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to stand up for it. And that's ridiculous.
Caitlin stands up for Caitlin.
And if it's anybody, the WNBA, if there's a problem, then they need to address it, not politicians.
Yeah.
And I'd be saying that if it was Democrats doing this. It has nothing to do with who's doing it. Politicians just seem to think that they can stick their nose in everything
now. Stay the F out of it.
I'm sick of it. People keep telling us to stay
Caitlin's,
in our lane.
Caitlin said the same damn thing.
Stay the F out of it.
It's embarrassing.
She said, I don't need you to, I'm fine.
Yeah, she doesn't need their help. I mean, it's just kind of pathetic. But I think some of these politicians use it for their own benefit too. Look what I'm doing. Look the noble act that I'm doing. And I just read right through it. I saw that, and that's the only time I've tweeted recently sharing my opinion on something. I just said it looks like government overreach and she doesn't need anyone fighting her battles. And it wasn't like a huge battle. There was just some people though, and they it seems like whenever you have stuff like that,
even if Caitlin is being treated unfairly or whatever,
it's not a politician's responsibility.
We got bigger problems to worry about than that. Yeah.
Yes. Like the weather, the flooding. I mean, God, some of the flooding stuff I've seen is just nuts. I mean, they showed this, like this team. They were on top, the like seven or eight players, it looked like from some youth team. They were on top of the van because the water was up to the 6 feet of water. They just got caught in some flash flood, and they had people rescue them.
Where was this?
Missouri.
This one was in New Jersey, I think. Okay, well, I mean, it could be anywhere.
Missouri is,
Missouri's underwater.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the Ozarks.
Yeah.
No, Missouri, I mean, New Jersey's been devastated with some of this flooding. It's nuts. We've actually we've had some flooding this summer, nothing much. We've been pretty lucky, but by the end of this week, we're going to be completely dry, and we're going to need rain again. Do we have any rain in the forecast?
No.
I watered yesterday for the first time in a while.
No, you'll see cow skulls out there and cactus.
It's from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
When's our next any hint of rain?
I don't know. It only goes to Sunday.
So nothing through till Sunday. Wow.
Let me look at a...
That ain't good. Do you water much?
No.
I try not to, but when it gets really bad, especially recently.
Well, Ann waters the bushes and flowers.
The National Weather Service gives a 36% chance Friday during the day of thunderstorms. But a 36%
chance. That ain't much.
And
no.
Well, with this kind of weather, you can always have a pop.
Yeah, you can, like in Florida, it does it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it can just happen. Well, I don't see any rain other than that. Other than that, I don't see any rain through the 27th.
Wow.
Holy cow.
That ain't going to be good.
No, that's 2 weeks.
That's 2 weeks of very dry, hot weather. That is not going to be good.
Well, it gets... Okay, so... It's hot this week, then Sunday it cools to 88, then 85, 86, 89.
Well, that ain't exactly cool.
87, no, 86, no. 86, 86, 85.
With heat indexes in the 90s, I'm sure, with all those. But again, it's July. It's going to be like this through about mid-September. I mean, September can be really hot.
Yes, it sure can.
And then, of course, there's the famous game down in Kansas City back in 2000.
Oh, my God.
And that's the first time I ever...
Brutal.
And see, remember, Iowa didn't have air conditioning then in the press boxes, so I was used to sweating. And, I hadn't been to Arrowhead Stadium, and I remember walking, oh, my God, air conditioning. Back then, most schools didn't have air conditioning. Mm-mm. Iowa didn't get air conditioning, I don't believe, until 2006. And I walked into there, and I never went outside again that day until I had to leave. I mean, it was so nice in that press box, but I had people tell me it was just too hot. They didn't enjoy it.
Oh, it was too hot.
They just didn't enjoy the game. I mean, they just didn't, nothing. I mean, Iowa lost 27-7. That was Bob Sanders' first game. That was the introduction of Bob Sanders.
Early on for the tailgate there, I think I had a beer and a half. And halfway through my second beer, I said, I'm just not going to do this.
I hate drinking beer
in
hot
weather. It's too
hot. Beer is not fun to drink in
hot
weather.
No, it
isn't. Alcohol is not fun to drink in hot. So like a normal, would you maybe have like three or four instead of like one?
Yeah, probably three.
Okay, so yeah, but no, beer is not fun to drink when it's especially humid.
I remember it being, and I don't remember what year, but we were tailgating and it was so freaking hot. And then, you know, November hit, and we were all, that's when Ann's coat caught fire. Because she got too close to the heater.
Yes, yes, she did.
Oh, there's been some hot games at Kinnick Stadium. I mean, really
hot.
Yeah,
there sure have.
And you guys all cramped into together, man. I feel for you when you're in those situations because it can be suffocating.
It gets
but
hot.
No, that Kansas State game in 2000, God, that was just so hot. I remember walking to the press box. The concrete was on fire. I mean, and this was still in the morning. We got there pretty early, and it was just – and I've heard countless people say that that's the hottest game they've ever been to.
Yeah, it was.
I think you're one of them.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's anything close to
that. And I know there were people that were putting frying eggs on the cement, and, you know, I heard about that, and just because it was that hot. I mean, it was that hot, and yet it didn't stop Bob Sanders. Remember he hurt – remember they had that star punt returner, David Allen? And he didn't dirty or anything, but he injured him, remember? And then David Allen didn't play again that game. Now, Iowa lost. I mean, there's no – Iowa had no chance of winning that game, but still – Bob Sanders made his mark, and that turned – boy, did that turn out to be a harbinger.
Well, he was something.
Yep, 2000. God, to think Bob Sanders made his debut 26 years ago.
Missouri got 6 to 12 inches.
That's a quarter of a century.
6 to 12 inches in an hour.
Yeah.
Who did?
Missouri. Oh, they showed. They interviewed this couple. They were camping, and they said within 45 minutes their camper got swept away, and they said they'd never seen anything like it before. They were lucky to get out alive. And they were interviewing. They said our camper's probably a mile downstream now. I mean, that's just nuts.
Yeah, it just...
Flash floods.
Yeah.
Just like the thing that swept away all those poor kids last summer in Texas. Mm-hmm. Same type of thing. You know, so, but no. God, it'd just be nice if there's an in-between. It'd be nice if we could get like an hour of just a nice soaking for like an hour. But, you know, we're not going to...
That's what we need.
You know, if we get any rain, it's going to come horizontal with... straight line winds. And
well, we had a little storm during Radiothon on Friday.
Yeah,
it rained for about 25 minutes.
God, I don't recall that.
Well, it might not have where you were. It didn't at our house. I don't think it did
at my house. I wished it would have.
I don't either, but it did it. It did at Hills Bank.
It sure did, and it was right over the top of us.
Yeah,
because Corey had said just minutes before that he said nope. He said, there's nothing to push it. It's not going to rain. And then not 5 minutes later, it started.
Did it cool things down at all?
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't think.
For a little while.
I can't remember the last time we got rain. Just a couple of weeks ago, I remember looking out my backyard and there was standing water. It was raining. Remember that stretch where it just rained nonstop? That one day it rained almost all day. But that was what, mid-June?
I put a bowl of water out on my deck, and seriously, I've got all these animals coming up. I'm refilling the.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Good sized bowl, and I'm refilling them.
Well, when it gets this hot, I don't have near as many people walk by my house either by themselves or with their pets. When it gets to me, it's just not smart.
Please look around when you go to the supermarket, when you go to work, whatever. Make sure there's not a kid or a pet left in the car. Even if the cars are running, the new ones are on a timer and the old ones die in this kind of
thing. I think the new ones are usually 60 minutes, isn't it? That's what
I
look
at.
Is. Usually they're an
mine's
hour.
Like,
but that doesn't mean they're not going
to. 20.
They could still. Most of the ones I've read are 60 minutes. That's what yours is?
Yeah.
Mine's 20. So, hello.
Hello. How many pitchers does a professional baseball team usually have?
Boy, that's a good question.
I'm guessing somewhere between 10 and 15 would be my guess.
I was going to say a dozen is probably typical.
Because the Cubs have 12 of them on disability.
Well, there's a lot
they're
in the mind. Yeah, they've got
problems.
We've got plenty in the system, though, to fill spots, but I'm not sure exactly how many are on a roster.
Because I always wondered. You always hear of all these people coming in.
A maximum of
University of Iowa, I see them at some of the games. He puts one in for every inning, and you keep wondering how many pitchers are there out there.
Okay, yeah. A maximum of 14.
Okay, kind of what.
A maximum of 14 for a major league baseball roster.
That's a lot of pitchers.
And then when one gets hurt, then they can
you just fill the
bring
spot.
Bring another one up.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's how it works. Yep.
Yeah,
okay. And how do you think this big guy for the men's team is going to do?
Well, I mean, I think he's going to he's definitely going to make an impact. He's going to play a lot. And I don't know if they're going to need
but
him.
Even if he's just somebody that knocks down the baskets.
Well, I don't think he's – I think
he's
he'll be
a space eater.
He'll be used more for defense
else.
And rebounding than scoring. I think he'll score some, but I don't think they need him to get 15, 20 points a game. And I don't think he'll do that.
Yeah. And I noticed that this Cunningham, boy, she can – she shot a whole mess of threes yesterday.
She did.
In that Fever game.
6 of 7, yeah.
She's
streaky.
Well, most three-point shooters are. Most.
Yeah, most.
You know, it's a tough shot. That's why it's worth 3 points.
Well, I mean, if you make 40%, you're not streaky. You're a legend.
Well, didn't she used to play for Phoenix?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. She and that Mitchell, they are half the most of the points for the team.
Yeah, Kelsey's very hard to guard. Mid-range game, can shoot threes.
Okay, well, you guys don't get too hot.
Okay.
Right. And Kelsey can score all over
we'll
the place.
See you. Bye.
There's times where I think she forces the issue sometimes.
She does.
But she's a volume shooter, too.
God, and her shot, you know, her free throws and her shot, such a high arc.
Yeah, I don't know how
thing.
She does that.
It's amazing.
I don't know how she makes shots consistently with that much arch.
She does, though.
She does. But, yeah, they she can just get Caitlin healthy. And I mean, they've got arguably the top three, you know, Caitlin, Kelsey, and Aaliyah. You can make a case that's the best triumvirate in the WNBA.
You sure can.
They just got to keep them healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelsey stayed healthy, but Aaliyah and Caitlin just have had trouble staying healthy, which is weird because Caitlin never had any trouble. I remember she rolled her ankle in that one game in the lane, and boom, she got right back up. She was an iron woman at Iowa, and it just hasn't carried to the NBA.
No, it hasn't.
And some of it is just coincidence, luck of the draw.
Her rookie season, she was healthy.
For the most, she was healthy. But she's, you know, 2 out of 3 now, she hasn't been.
No, that's right.
And that's the new narrative now, is that she's injury prone and what have you. But hopefully they'll start to kind of do less of these minute restraints and what have you. I like how when they say she's going to play, but under a minute watch or whatever. I mean, and then I thought it was the weirdest thing to have her play and then already decide you're going to rest her the next game, regardless of what happens in the game that she's going to play in. I mean,
it doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's just the strangest thing I've seen as far as
you
how
know,
they're utilizing the
player. You know, I kind of think that was as much because there had been so much controversy.
They didn't want her to play
Alyssa
in Phoenix.
Thomas, yes.
Okay, then just say it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
If that's what it is, and I agree with you, but if that is the case, that's kind of weak too.
You're running away
from competition. If that is, and I'm not saying that was their thinking, but I could see why you would think that because I wondered about that. And to me, that's not a good look. You know, throw her into the pack of wolves and let her play. Caitlin's not afraid.
No, she isn't.
No, well, that's what she said. She said, you know, she doesn't like the restrictions and she doesn't feel that she needs them.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this WNBA director. I don't listen to Dan Patrick, but I guess he had her scheduled to be on his show.
Yeah.
During some golf event, she blew it off. That's not a good look.
She's more of a bean counter, and she's not a...
Well, then she needs to get someone PR-wise to handle their narrative. Because right now, they're not winning the narrative.
No, they sure
are. And you need the bean counters. I get it. You do. But you also need the PR, too. And not that, you know, some people are like, I can't believe she blew off Dan Patrick. I mean, whatever. He's another media. I mean, it's not, you know. But that's not a good look. You know, Dan Patrick does have a lot of listeners and what have you. So, but yeah, I don't know what her reasoning was for. But no, the WNBA just has to do a better job of policing itself.
It doesn't understand its newfound fame.
No. It doesn't seem to.
No,
no.
I don't get it.
No, it doesn't seem to. And it doesn't. I don't get it. And, you know, the play where she got stomped on, it would have been easy just during the course of the action to not see that. Like, but, you know, they had replay. They could have handled that thing during that game. They should have looked at it and seen, like we all did, that they should have thrown her out of the game.
Should have.
And it would have been easy on replay to see
100%.
That. Now, but it would also have been easy not to see it during at regular speed.
Right.
But that's why you have replay. And they just didn't handle it. So then they end up having to review it after the game. And then she suspended. It would have been much better had they suspended her, just thrown her out of that game for doing that. And then I think that would have sent a message, but they didn't handle it well.
Hello.
Hello. Wondering if you're going to carry the City Eye baseball game tonight.
Yeah, I think we are.
Yes.
Tonight we've got
Clear Creek Amana and Benton Community.
Clear Creek Amana and Benton Community.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
Uncle Ray. Now, City High, this is second round of Bay State baseball tournament, right? Defending champs, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I think it was John.
And I've been running that promo for all morning. And
I think John Ballmer told me the other day they've had to basically rebuild their whole roster, and here they are.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian Mitchell's done a hell of a job over there.
He
really has done a good job with that City High baseball program. So good luck to all of our local teams tonight. Yeah. I'm sure your Prep Sports will be covering all of them. Yeah. I'm not sure which game Ryan plans on going to. So Clear Creek, that's baseball too, right?
Baseball tonight, softball tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Clear Creek Amana plays Xavier tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's hot, but you know, in your baseball, you're used to playing in the hot weather.
You know, and we can only
carry. It's easier to get your arm loose.
We can only carry one at a time.
Yeah. It's unfortunate they play at the same time, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
So that game's out in Tiffin?
Yeah.
It's going to be hotter than Fort Knox.
Ray can take it.
He loves it. He'll just take his clothes off. Yeah.
And well, there's quite a vision. Thanks.
Well, then that's a felony, so he'll be taken away. That close to a school, I think. If you're listening, Ray, don't use that plan of attack. So, but yeah, good luck to all of our local schools. And yeah, I can't believe high school baseball is almost. I mean,
it's the time of year.
I mean, it's almost midway through. I mean, I can't believe summer how fast it's. But now, if you're a kid, you're thinking you're only halfway through. School usually gets over early June, right?
Yeah.
And it starts late August. So if you're a kid, you're telling yourself, we're only halfway through summer vacation. I loved summer vacation when I was 8, 9, 10 years old.
I started to feel the sword of Damocles hanging over my head when you get to August.
Oh, God, I hated that. Yeah.
I hated going back to school as a kid. I dreaded it. Summer was great. Before my parents started nagging me to get part-time jobs as a friend, there was nothing better. All I did was, you know, play around and play Little League baseball. That's all I did. And it was fun.
Hello.
Yeah, you guys, is this a gym class?
If you want it to be, yes. Yeah,
that's what it is.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I do. So are you carrying the Liberty game tonight?
No. I guess you didn't listen to
We're
us.
We're carrying Clear Creek Amana at Benton Community.
Was that a...
Oh, who knows? We get a lot of assholes.
It was a dick call.
Yeah. Oh, so, okay, he was... All right.
Well, we just talked 30 seconds before that.
What was it?
We did take your pick.
Okay.
You know what he was?
Well, which is worse?
You know what he was? He was listening.
Yeah.
Not very closely, evidently.
Well, I don't think, I think he knew.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he was trying to listen, but his wife was with a guy in the other room, and the bed springs were making too much noise.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Hawk fanatic.
Hey. Okay, I think with that.
Spotify can't take it.
No, they don't have a problem with, you know,
they don't have a
insulting
problem
people,
that.
Right?
No, not at all.
Just playing music. Now, had you had something in the background playing, we would have had a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if we covered everything.
There's not much to cover.
Again, we will not have a show on Wednesday because we do have Iowa football interviews at 9:30 and Iowa men's basketball interviews at 11. Yeah. So we'll have a lot of stuff up Wednesday and Thursday. And so,
then Friday should be a fun show.
Yeah, Friday we'll have a lot to talk about, and I'm not sure who exactly they're making available. Now, the women, my guess is we'll get McKenna Velichko for the first time because we haven't had her yet. And we'll have a busy day on Wednesday. And to be honest with you, guy, I know I don't like missing this, but I'd rather do it at 9:30 than 11 as opposed to like 1:30 and 3. You know, because this way you can get stuff up in the afternoon and people get home from work at night. They can read. I like getting stuff done earlier in the day.
All right.
Let's see. Maybe we'll end on a high note with this call.
Oh, boy, I doubt it.
Hello.
Hey, I may have missed it, guys, but you guys mentioned Zach Johnson's big win.
Yeah.
Oh, Zach won a tournament this
weekend? He sure did.
After doing pretty well at John Deere the week before.
Yes, he did.
Congratulations to Zach. What did he win? Yeah. What tournament?
I can't remember the name of it.
Was it Kentucky something? Or
how much money did he win? Either. Do you know what the purse was?
I can't remember, but Zach won.
I don't remember either. I had trouble finding it on TV. Matter of fact, not sure I ever did. I kept getting updates off ESPN.
Yeah, good for Zach.
It must have been, he's on kind of a roll.
Yeah, he has been playing. No, you're right. And isn't he pushing 50?
Well, he has to be 50 to be in the seniors.
Oh, this is senior. Okay. But John Deere wasn't senior.
No.
$3.5 million.
So with that, along with the John Deere, that's $3.5 million. That's almost $4 million he's earned in the last 2 weeks. Good for him. It's good
did
work.
Did he just win that one in Des Moines, Pat?
Did he? I'm not sure if he did or not. I don't.
Yeah, there was something at Laconza, whatever they
Laconda
call it.
Laconza Golf Club.
Laconza.
Okay. Yeah, it's the on the south side.
The Kaulig, K A U L I G.
Good for him.
Kaulig Companies Championship.
Drake grad.
Yeah.
$3.5 million.
Three
wow.
and a half million.
Good work if you can get it.
Jack.
Yeah, good for him. Thanks for the reminder, caller.
Of course, he doesn't get all that. I mean,
those guys spend a lot of money to play golf.
They sure do.
Travel expenses and all the stuff.
Well,
coaches.
Gotta pay their sponsors.
But still, it still works out pretty well for him. Tiger seems to be doing okay.
He's doing okay.
Well, financially, I don't know. Isn't he overseas in rehab?
Tiger, I don't know.
Is he out of rehab now?
I don't know.
I know he's not playing golf right now.
Hello.
Yes, the Zach tournament, the tournament Zach Johnson won is considered a major on the senior tournament.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, good for him. No,
fantastic.
It's considered a major. He won $525,000. He did not win the John Deere. He finished 13th in John Deere.
Yeah, but he still
won the Des Moines.
John Deere made like $230,000.
Well, this thing's
230. Yeah, yes.
What I looked up for that tournament said 3.5.
Yeah, 500 seems pretty low for a winning purse. But
yeah, he gets because he won that tournament yesterday. He gets qualifies for the Players tournament next year to start the year out.
All right, good
which
for
is
him.
A really big deal.
All right,
good for
enough.
Him. All right,
thank you.
Good for him. So we'll end on that happy note.
Way to go, Zach.
He went to Drake, but he's a huge Hawkeye fan. So that's our Hawk connection.
All right.
So, well, I'll be back on Friday, and again, you guys will have lots of audio stuff to play
because
a lot of football players and basketball players are going to be interviewed.
All right. Well, one last time, thanks again for participating in our KCJJ Table to Table Radiothon over the weekend. You can still donate at table2table.org, and please help us out if you can. Molly Suter is next. And HawkFanatic.com. Check it out. It's free. KCJ.